Welcome back to Focus with Paul W. Smith. I'm Kevin Dietz. We are at the 98th Annual International Cherry Festival, coming to you live from the lobby of the Indigo Hotel, right across from the gorgeous Grand Traverse Bay. We are sponsored by Pure Michigan today, and everything you need to know about the Cherry Festival, you can find at cherryfestival.org. The National Cherry Festival, it is an absolute beloved annual event in Traverse City. This is, I think, my third or fourth year in a row, and I just absolutely love this assignment. The Cherry Festival celebrates the region's cherry harvest and vibrant festivities, delicious cherry-themed foods and exciting entertainment, showcases local culture and community spirit, and visitors, they get a taste of Northern Michigan's charm and hospitality through all these unique events and activities. Join us now, Cap Pay, from the National Cherry Festival. This is just unbelievable. It's just every year, it seems like, oh, I'm going to the Cherry Festival. But every year I see different things, talk to different people, have different experiences, and they're just fabulous.
There is so much going on all the time here. There really is.
You could just come up and people watch. You don't even have to have any events, I don't think. There's just
I mean, we do have them all. We have 150 different events over this week. Several have already happened, as we are already on day three of the festival. So we are cruising along through things. This morning already was the kids' pet show.
Yeah.
Amazing piece of just wonderment. I love the kids dressing up with their pets and having matching costumes. It's always so cute. And then we've got our kids' club open right now. Of course, Open Space Park. It's absolutely beautiful out there.
Right.
With our cherry farm market, where you can get exactly what you talked about, every single thing with a cherry in it.
Even like beer. The beer tent opens at noon. We're past noon, so.
That's true. Yep. There was a radio announcement earlier that the beautiful beer tent by the bay was open. They love to go ahead and announce that on the radio, which we love.
I know.
And yeah, you can have the fresh cherries, which are local. They're all picked in the last few days here, because our cherry harvest is early this year, which has been fantastic.
Yeah, they're great. You can there's plenty of pop-ups where they have the cherries available. Mm-hmm. You can get them almost anywhere. I don't know what it is, but when I drive into town for the first time and I see Arnold's Amusement Midway, it just gives me this family-friendly feeling of, you know, look, we're, you know, the festival's here. It's just one little part of the whole National Cherry Festival, but it's really fun. It's really a draw.
It's very family. It's very Americana. You know, the Arnold's family has been doing it for 60-plus years. They're from Traverse City. This is where Agnes and Ivan Arnold started the company. So when people talk about the Carnival of the Fair, I'm like, that's homegrown right there.
Right.
That is Traverse City. They've created it there. Then you walk into the open space and you have the cherries and go see the cherry pie and get a cherry pie flurry. Of course, the best way to eat the Grand Traverse cherry pie.
So good.
So good. I've already had two today. So that was breakfast. It's an amazing event, and you get to see all, it's like Old Home Week. We have 2,700 incredible volunteers giving over 45,000 man hours this week. All those guys in their red ambassador shirts and their name tags. I love to walk through the open space in the morning. I park at the office. I walk the four blocks down, and I get to see all the ambassadors along the way and say hi and thank you. And then I walk through the open space, and I get to thank everyone every morning, and it's my best part of the day.
My daughter and I had a blast walking the streets and looking at all the different tents with all of the different folks with their arts and crafts
fair and yesterday.
Just fabulous. Today, I'm really looking forward to, I mentioned earlier, I love the cherry pie eating contest. I just love the idea of people slamming their faces into this pie. Hands behind your back. And does not matter how messy you get. It's just how fast you can get it down. And that's one of those events that's so fun for the spectators, mm-hmm, as much as it is for those who are participating. But you know what gets me every year is the bubble gum blowing contest.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think of, like, how fun for these little kids. I can just picture them practicing, blowing the biggest bubble they can. And then the pressure's on.
Oh, yeah.
The fans are cheering. The people are going crazy.
It is. Our directors are very protective of the measurers, mm-hmm, the incisors that we have, because you can't get those anymore.
Oh, okay.
So these are coveted cardboard measuring pieces that are eye hooked together, and to measure the biggest blow of the bubblegum blow. And so, you know, we've got you got to get the bubble yum. It's very strategic. That's... you get one piece, you got to chew, 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 and then blow the biggest bubble you can. And the kids, they eat this up.
It's so fun.
It is great. We have so many fun kids events.
You talk about smiles. If you take the time to swing by the kids events, it is great. And then, of course, there's the cherry pit spitting contest,
yes,
which Everyone seems to have their own technique, and I don't think anyone practices this. Unlike the bubble gum blowing, I think they just show up and they have an idea.
So we learned a few things during COVID that yes, people practice at home.
Okay.
So we did a cherry festival in a box in 2020, and we sent home the Pit Spit rules and the pie eating rules, and said go plan your own mini cherry festival at home in your backyard to celebrate the cherry harvest. And people did it. And we got all these fun pictures back. And a lot of people talked about the technique. You have to arch your back. You have to put a foot behind you. You have to swivel your head. You got to have tailwind.
But do you?
I don't know. But there was a lot of very scientific information given about the best way to spit your pit for the pit spitting contest. And if you've never seen the queen and her court do it.
Ooh, I have not.
That is one of my favorite because they got to hold the crown.
Yes.
While they're also doing this arch and spitting. It's also not very, you know, ladylike.
I was going to say, it's always fun to watch the hats fly off of people's heads. But if you have the crown, you got to be careful.
She's got an extra layer, extra level here where she's got to keep it all together. The sash full of pins and the crown and be launching a pit. It's a part of the deal.
We're right across from the Pepsi Bayside music stage. We went out and saw the Stone Temple Pilots the other night. It was just a fun night. And you're right there on the bay and the sun's setting. It couldn't be more beautiful venue. You have Brett Michaels playing tonight. Mm-hmm. But the music, all week long, thousands of people are going to make their way over there. And it's really just become quite a highlight.
The Pepsi Bayside music stage is just a really pinnacle piece to what we do down there now in entertainment. We have the deck, so it's a lovely place to watch it. And then the two nights that we have fireworks shows, both the 4th and the 6th, you have an automatic seat for the fireworks.
Oh, right.
Get a ticket to come to the show and then just look up. And here you are with the firework display. So tonight, we've got Brett Michaels with special guest Jefferson Starship. And gates open at 6 o'clock. A lot of amazing entertainment, amazing food in there. It's just a lot of fun, and it's the most beautiful spot, a lot of the artists have told us, because they stand up on that stage, and they just look out over West Grand Traverse Bay.
So when people show up and they're not sure what to do, do you just say, well, go right, left?
Do it all.
I mean, there's so many. And you do have a fabulous program, by the way. If you're coming, grab one of the programs because it really is well done, well put together. But really, you can go almost in any direction and have a great time.
You really can. And one of the things I always recommend is go to cherryfestival.org ahead of time, check out your schedule events, and plan your trip. So if you've got littler kids, we've got kids events every day. Or the Cherry Kids Club. And there's some staples, as we kind of talked about, the pet show and the pie eating and the pit spitting and the bubble gum blow and the kids pie eating, and plan those accordingly. And then Kids Club is open every day from 10 to 6. And that is a self-play area. So the parents can go down, relax in Clinch Park in the shade. Kids can play, take lunch from the open space, you know, go get something in the food court and walk it over. It's a lovely afternoon, especially how beautiful it is out right now, to enjoy the festival on your own. And then, you know, hit the farm market and grab some of your fresh cherries and some of the cherry salsas and jams and jellies and, you know, take them home. But there's a lot to get done in a day and a lot of things to pack in, especially around between the air show opening weekend and the parades midweek.
You can also learn some things because there's plenty of cherry growers here. They have tents, they have information booths. You can actually learn a lot about what's going on.
There is a lot. There's the cherry promotion tent, which will tell you anything about the bees, everything from pollination to the blossom to, of course, the cherry. There's Americans Farmland Trust over there at our cherry farm market that will talk all about farming and what's going on in the agriculture community. And then you can actually go on a live working cherry orchard through orchard tours and more. Our buses leave daily, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon. And you can go out to the Michigan Horticulture or the MSU Horticultural Station and see a live working cherry orchard. Taste some of the amazing products out there and take a hayride through the orchard.
That's incredible. CAPE National Cherry Festival, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just so many things to do. You guys do such a great job here.
Oh, thank you.
It's just wonderful. And the fireworks, you'll be able to see those on the 4th of July. We are live from the 98th Annual International Cherry Festival from the Indigo Hotel. Stay with us. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Focus on WJR.